Yeah, hi, James. This is Shira again calling you from Family First. We got disconnected.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. This phone I have, I don't know what's wrong with it. Do like it want to do half the time.
Right.
I really apologize to you.
No, James, it's okay. We just want to know where you want to, what you want to do. We would love to continue and help you get these services. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it's your decision if you want to go through with it. I understand you wanted your daughter Precious to be the caregiver. If she doesn't want to move back, that's fine. We don't mind helping you get another caregiver. The goal maybe would be is to try and see if you can get onto the waiver program, and then if she decides that she wants to be your caregiver, the waiver is already waiting for her so she can get paid for assisting you.
Okay, now I have a problem with an outsider being my caretaker. My ex has a caretaker. Matter of fact, she done had about two or three, and I don't know what agency it is, but they was stealing from her, you know, and she's going blind because she has cataracts,
right.
And she don't want to be treated. But the people that have been there, from my knowledge, they had three different ones, and I know this doesn't have anything to do with your agency.
Right.
But I'm kind of leery of that. So I don't know. I'm stuck here. I don't know. Exactly,
I understand your concern. I hear your concern. I don't know what agency she's working with either, but on our end, we do background checks of all our caregivers. Mm-hmm. And anybody with a criminal record or anybody with something like that, we give you a heads up. We don't just allow anybody to be your caregiver, our client's caregiver. You would, of course, have a meet and greet to see if you would like the person. And if you would like the person, they can come ahead and help you out. This is all something that is here to help you. And we don't force anything onto anybody. If you don't want something, that's your thing. What's good about just getting onto the waiver program is just knowing that somebody you choose, let's say you meet a neighbor that you really like, or let's say you have a friend, they can end up helping you out, and actually the state will pay them. Even if it's just 2 hours a day, they will get paid for helping you out. So that's really what our goal is, to set that up for you. The agency, this is all, you know, state-based and county-based, so it's just really here to help you. Ultimately, it is your decision, though, James.
Okay, what state of medical attention, or how sick or in inability to take care of myself must I be in order for the system to go through?
So every case is different. You have to have an income of less than $2,800 to $2,900 a month. Is your income less than that?
It's more than that.
You're saying you make more than that a month?
Yeah. Yes.
You make more than $2,900 a month?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how about you tell me, what are some things that you have that's hard for you physically to do?
Well, just my body. I can't move or walk like I would like to. I have difficulty breathing. But at times I'm able to do almost anything, but then sometimes my breathing interferes with me doing anything, like cleaning and stuff like this.
Right. So those are all things that you could be found eligible for, that somebody can assist you with.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't see why you shouldn't be able to get the services. But, you know, we just want to know if you want to try and get it now.
Okay, but see, my finances, my VA money's is more than that, and I get Social Security, plus I get a pension from my employer.
So I don't know if that's going to interfere, only because it's not like you're making the money now. It's all Social Security and pension. So it's different, I believe, in that case.
Hmm.
It wouldn't hurt to just start the process and see where this goes. You can also know for the future of, you know, what this will do. Like I said, I walk you through the process. It's not something that you have to be on top of mentally. Like, you could just, you know, I'll be giving you a call a couple times a week. We'll be discussing what paperwork is needed and things like that. It's really, you know, it could be a very straightforward process.
Okay, well, you can start the process and see what happens.
All right. So, James, we have to call into the independent broker office. They're like the intermediary between you and the county assistance office. What they're going to want to do with us today is schedule your first assessment, okay? Now, I can get them through on the line with us right now, and they're going to ask you a couple questions to confirm your information, okay? And then they're going to want to go ahead and schedule your assessment.
Now, the assessment means they come here and do it at my home?
Yeah, it should take less than an hour. It's just they ask you a couple questions. It's not like they touch you or anything. It's just they look at you, they ask you some questions, and then they, you know, they that's it really that they do for the start of the process, okay?
Yes.
All right, bear with me while I get us connected.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Independent broker?
No, this is Mr. Snell.
Okay, bear with me again while I try and get us connected, okay?
Okay.
Enrollment broker. My name is Arthur. Are you calling for the first time or are you calling to check on the status of an existing application?
We're calling for the first time.
Were you calling to apply for yourself this morning or for someone else?
For somebody else.
Sure. I'd be happy to assist you with starting an application for the applicant. I just need to gather the necessary information for me to get their application started. And then I can submit the application.
Sorry, you're not so clear. I'm sorry, I don't hear you so well.
Okay. Is it something in the signal, or do you need me to speak louder?
If you can, I don't know, maybe it's the position of the phone. You sound far away.
Yeah. Oh, no. It must be the connection then, because we wear headsets here in the call center. So I can try to speak a bit louder to see if that will help. But
okay.
Yeah, I've got receiver right here to me. Yeah, no problem. And can you provide me with the applicant's first and last name, please?
So he's on the line with us right now. He's going to be able to give over all that information.
And, sir, it's okay for me to gather the information that I'll need from you to start your application this morning with the third party on the line with us here then. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what's your first and your last name, please?
James Snell, S-N-E-L-L, Jr.
All right. Thanks so much. And then can you provide me with your date of birth also?
02-28-1945.
All right. Thank you. And then what's your Social Security number, please?
179-34-5579.
Okay, thanks so much. Now, the next two questions we're required to ask of all applicants, Mr. Snell. What's your preferred spoken and written language?
English.
Okay, and so that also means you won't need a language interpreter in the future, right?
Right.
All right, and do you have a middle initial?
No.
Okay, And then what's your phone number with the area code first, please?
267-243-3226.
Okay. Thanks so much. And let me read that back to you here. I have 267-243-3226.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. And then what's your address with the city and the zip code, please?
8211 Temple Road, Philadelphia, PA, 19150.
Okay. Thank you. Right. So bear with me here, Mr. Snell. I'm getting that information copied and pasted onto the necessary fields of the application here before getting it submitted. And the phone number that you provided to me, is that a cell phone or a home number?
Cell phone.
Okay. Thank you. Well, the reason why I asked is because with the cell phone number on the application here, you could sign up to receive text messages or email notices about your case. Is that something that you'd be interested in or no?
I'm not too good at it, but you can if it's feasible.
Okay. Well, then I can make sure that we provide you with text messages. Now, did you also want the email notices or the text will do?
The text will do.
Okay, not a problem. Now, since the third party on the line here is assisting you with starting the application this morning, would you like for her to be listed on your case here as an authorized representative so that she could call in about your case in the future without getting you on the line each time or no?
Yes, that's good.
Okay, I'll make sure we get that accomplished here for you before submitting the application then. And once I've submitted your application, Mr. Snell, I'll provide you with a brief rundown of the process, and then I can see how soon an enrollment case manager would be able to visit with you there at your address in order to move the case forward from our call today. All right?
Okay.
All right. Should just take me a moment here. It's Philadelphia County. Okay, and so I can also add the authorized representative here to the case. And did you want to be listed on Mr. Snell's case as an authorized representative?
That's okay, yes.
Okay, well, I'll gather the information necessary to get you submitted here before moving forward then. And what's your first and your last name, please?
So my first name is Shira, Shira. My last name initial is W.
Okay. And then are you calling with a particular agency, Shira?
Yes, Family First.
Okay. And then what's the office address with the city and the zip code, please?
It's going to be 930 South Main Avenue, Scranton, PA, 18504.
Thank you. Oh, and then can you provide me with your phone number with the area code first as well?
Sure. It's going to be 267-551-7419. Extension 119.
Yeah. 119. Okay. Thanks again.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'll get the application submitted here for us.
Can I?
Oh, and Mr. Snell, by providing us your cell phone number and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get text messages. Now, your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. And to stop getting text messages from Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker and to keep getting paper mail again, reply stop. Now, you may get messages at different times of the day, and that message and data rates may also apply. Now, the application we started this morning, it's for home and community-based waiver services, and these are the services that allow individuals to remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. Now, the Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of programs that provide long-term supports and services based on your assessed needs. And applicants that are elderly adults or have a physical disability or traumatic brain injury may be able to receive support services in their home or in the community. Now, those services may include, for example, help with bathing and dressing or meal preparation, light housekeeping, along with installation of an emergency alert system and even home modifications. Now, how this works, Mr. Snell, is a managed care organization or service coordinator selected by you. They'll help to find providers and manage these services. And then to qualify, you must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. Now, the second of the two types of programs offered by the Office of Long-Term Living is the LIFE program, and that's a managed care benefit that features a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system, and they use an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center supplemented by in-home and referral services based on your needs. But with either program that you select, Mr. Snell, we'll schedule your initial visit with our enrollment case manager on today's call. And again, they'll meet with you there at your address and help to complete a financial application for Medicaid. They'll also review your medical history, and then they'll help you to choose a managed care organization or service coordination or life provider during that visit also. Now, the managed care organization that you choose will help coordinate both your physical health care along with your long-term services and supports. And so they will manage, coordinate, and direct your services from that point on, and also act as your personal caseworker. Now, that managed care organization will next partner with service coordination agencies, and it's the service coordination agencies that will provide you the one-on-one direct care and services that are recommended and approved by the managed care organization that you choose. So you know that pecking order there. Now, I also mentioned the LIFE program uses the interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center supplemented by in-home and referral services based on your needs. But I also wanted you to keep in mind the exact services and hours that you'll receive. That's determined by your managed care organization, LIFE provider, or service coordination agency you choose after the enrollment's completed. And again, your services could include but are not limited to getting a home health aide. You also qualify to receive nursing services or home modifications, along with day programs and transportation services. Now, I did also want to mention to you here that the application process could take up to 90 days. And so are you interested in proceeding to meeting with the enrollment case manager with that in mind?
Yes.
Oh, that's why, no problem. Well, I'll schedule the intake visit for the Community Health Choices waiver with you now, and I should be able to locate an enrollment case manager that's free to meet with you here right away. But before I start the search, I did want to ask, are you aware of any upcoming appointments that you've already scheduled, say within the next 5 or 7 days, that I should avoid when looking for someone to visit with you there?
What's this? The day of the 3rd.
Yes, sir.
The 6th the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and all day, all next week, except for the 17th, I'm good for someone to make contact with me.
Okay. And so you said the first available day that you'd have is the 17th of October?
No, the 8th, 9th, 10th, 13th. Do they visit on the weekend?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. As it stands right now, those are my availability dates or dates.
Okay, got it. Now, as far as the visit itself goes, do you have a preference of someone visiting with you there mornings or afternoons, or either is fine?
Either is fine.
Okay, no problem. Well, no one will arrive any earlier than 9 a.m. for the record. And so that's all the information that I'll need in order to find out how soon we have someone available to visit with you there. Would you guys mind if I place you on a brief hold while I access the availability calendar and take a look?
Can you repeat that, please? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was going to access the availability calendar and see how soon someone would be free to visit with you there. Would you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I look into the matter?
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay, so just take a moment, and then I'll return to the line and explain to you who I find first here, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, thank you. Hi, Mr. Snell.
Yes, sir.
Yes, thanks once more for holding there. Well, there's someone that would be available to meet with you here next week, Friday, on October the 10th. They can arrive in the afternoon there between 2:30 and 4:30, if that works for you.
2:30, 4:00?
And 4:30, yes, sir.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, bear with me. I'm going to get the time removed from the calendar here and add it to your application.
Excuse me. You said Friday, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, sure. No problem. Just a moment here while I add it to the application here then. And then I'll give you the name of the enrollment case manager that's going to visit with you on Friday afternoon and go over some details with you about the visit before letting you guys go for the day here.
Okay, sir.
Thanks for your patience. Okay. Oh, and just to confirm once again, that is next week, Friday, October the 10th. And the enrollment case manager that's going to meet with you there, her name's Dawn. And then Dawn's last name's Foster. And as I mentioned, she'll arrive there between 2:30 and 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, once Dawn arrives, her visit should last approximately 1 to 1.5 hours. Mm. And we're going to provide you with a reminder call here, Mr. Snell, ahead of the visit with Dawn Friday. Our call will come from the outbound dialer here in the office. So it will have a 717 Harrisburg area code. Mm-hmm. However, our call is just a courtesy to confirm that you'll still be available to visit with Dawn there on Friday afternoon. And so yes. If you answer, the person that calls you, they'll just remind you on what to have when Dawn arrives, which for verification purposes, we ask that you have some form of identification available, preferably a valid photo ID. Do you have a valid photo ID?
My driver's license.
Oh, yeah, that works perfect. Now, we will not speak with anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission, which you did grant to Shira, so she's exempt from that disclaimer. But if there's anyone else that you'd like to add as an authorized representative to your application, then have their name, address, and phone number available, and then Dawn will be able to list them to your case there as you see fit. No.
Okay, sir.
I had mentioned earlier on the purpose of Dawn's visit with you there Friday, it's to change the status of your application to enrolled. Now, once you are in the enrolled status, you may be able to receive assistance with navigating the enrollment process. All you would need to do is call PA Link, and they have a toll-free number also. Their number is 1-800 and then 753-8827. And if you haven't completed a medical assistance application for home and community-based services, then you could do so by contacting the county assistance office or completing the application on the Compass website. However, Dawn's more than willing to assist you with completing the Compass application for long-term care services during Friday's visit. Now, if you'd like Dawn's assistance, we ask that you gather any potential financial information or documents that you think will be relevant for the county assistance office's financial review. And Dawn would be happy to sit and look them over with you. And if necessary, she can submit them along with the application there. Now, you'll also need copies of the supporting financial documents to verify your income, along with any assets that you have. And then Dawn will be able to take it from there before she leaves then, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we're also going to fax a physician certification form over to your doctor. Now, your doctor is expected to return that form directly to us, Mr. Snell, so you don't have to get it to the doctor or back to us. But for your case to be processed, this physician certification must be filled out by a doctor of your choice, as long as they're an MD, DO, or OS. Would you know offhand your doctor's first and last name?
Oh, I have two primaries. I don't know the first one, but my one at the VA, I have his name.
Yeah.
Would you like
sure.
that?
Sure, go ahead when you're ready. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to spell the name because I can't pronounce it, okay?
Oh, go right ahead.
I guess this is his last name. B-H-U-I-Y-A. And his first initial is T.
Okay.
And that's at the VA office.
Okay. Searching our database for him now, then.
Oh, boy, this is...
I didn't find a doctor with that particular spelling here in the database, but I did make note of it here on the case, and that this will allow Dawn to also provide a search with her laptop when she arrives to make sure we're getting it to the correct VA doctor that you have then. Now, oh, if it's easier for your doctor, Mr. Snell, he is welcome to fill in the physician certification on the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker website. It's www.pa for Pennsylvania, and then the next letter is an I, and then an E for enrollment, and the last letter is B for broker.com. Now, it is important that the doctor complete the form in full and then return it to us as soon as possible. So we will ask that you work with your doctor there, just to ensure the accuracy and completeness of the document they return. And, oh, I also wanted to thank you for your service as well.
And, thank you.
Well, oh, sure. No problem at all. We'll contact PCA, the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging. Now, that contact's initiated by Dawn. So before she heads out Friday, she'll explain to you when she'll formally contact the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging. But then PCA will contact you next to schedule an in-home visit of their own to complete a functional eligibility determination with you. And then we're going to notify the county assistance office that you're applying for home and community-based waiver services. Now, they may ask you for additional information aside from what you share with Dawn there Friday to verify your current financial status. And so be prepared to submit supporting documentation to the county if they request it. But once we've gotten the physician certification back from your doctor and that functional eligibility determination received, that's when your application's reviewed for medical eligibility here. Now, if you're medically eligible, your case is next sent to the county assistance office to determine the financial eligibility. Now, even during that exchange, the county may require you to provide additional documentation. So please provide any information that they request. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, this is a lot.
Oh.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
I just wanted to point out that I just have to share both sides of the coin with you. None of this may come to pass on your case, but I just wanted you to be prepared that, you know, the county may reach out to you to provide any information that they request quickly so the enrollment process is not delayed. And on another note, Mr. Snell, if at any point during this process you're found medically ineligible to receive services, at that point you'll receive paperwork in the mail with the right to appeal. And if you need help with an appeal, then simply contact us, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, on the 877-550-4227 number we're speaking on today. Now, we are here to provide additional beneficiary support when needed, and we can answer any questions you'd have about the appeals process. Now, furthermore, you'd also be able to contact the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging to inquire about additional services, and then that should you be deemed medically ineligible at any point. And
okay,
that's all the information that I needed to share with you here this morning, Mr. Snell. So, hey, thanks once more for speaking with me today. And if you have any questions about your application, you can contact the call center on this number, or you'd be able to check the status on the website that I shared with you there that the doctor can complete the form on. Now, whether you go to that website or if you call back in, both will ask for your Harmony ID number, which I'll share with you here. That number is 7 digits. When you're ready for it. Oh, sure.
What is it called?
Oh, it's called a Harmony ID number.
Harmony ID number. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it starts with 114.
114.
Correct. The last four digits are 2156.
2156.
Yes, sir.
Seven numbers. 114-2156.
Correct. Yes, sir. Correct. It may also be referred to as a case number with some customer service representatives you speak with, but they're one and the same, so you're not tripped up down the road there. Now, you'd also be able to create an account on that website, and then from that account, you could upload any financial or other documents that may be needed for your case down the road. And we support applicants with any complaints or grievances that you may have during the application process should they occur. And we may even follow up with you with a survey call to ensure satisfaction with Dawn's visit on Friday. And we're creating an enrollment group for applicants who have completed this process in order to provide feedback to enhance or improve the application process here. So if you're interested in joining after you meet Dawn, you're welcome to contact the call center on this number, and we'd be happy to show you how to get enlisted from there. Oh, and did you have any questions for me about Dawn's visit Friday or the application process I could clear up?
No, sir. Everything's good.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys allowing me the time to get the application up and running this afternoon. Oh, and thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Did you guys have time for a survey or no?
No, not really.
Oh, no problem. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Ma'am?